I didn't know any of the seventh grade girls who marched into the principal's office that day. We have a fairly large middle school, hundreds of kids, and even in my eighth grade class, I didn't know everyone. Up until the day when my life collided with Claire's, I had no idea who she was. Same for the redhead, Suzanne. I did recognize one of the girls, the one named Jenna. But I couldn't figure out how I knew her until one day, weeks later, when we passed each other outside the police detective's office. Odd how some of the most profound events of your life, things that can change you as a person forever, happen when you least expect it. At the exact moment those girls walked into the principal's office at Oakdale Middle School and started everything, I was alone in the music room, arranging the chairs for band practice. I had a study hall that period, and I knew the music room was a mess. It was not a big deal. I was in the music room a lot when I had extra time, organizing music, stacking and unstacking the chairs, wiping the blackboard, clearing Diet Coke cans off the teacher's desk, picking up trash. I didn't do it because I love music or for extra credit. I did it because I wanted to do it, and because Mr. Matero is my father. Dad is very particular about the seating arrangement for band, so I did it according to his plan. Plus, I was careful to count, giving every two chairs a shared music stand because we didn't have enough for everyone. Well, all except for Sasha and Orlando, who were, respectively, our sole cello and trumpet players and needed their own music. I didn't mind helping my father. Organization is not his strong point, an understatement, and Dad was very appreciative. Besides, while I pushed chairs around and unfolded the metal stands, I was simultaneously rhyming in my head and trying to find a phrase that rhymed with drops of water. Playful otter? Springtime squatter? I wanted to be a writer, a poet, actually. And my best friend Annie and I were both writing something for the spring edition of Wings, our school literary magazine. Just when I had the last chair in place, my father walked into the room holding a tall stack of CDs in his hands and using his chin to keep the pile stable. "Hey, Mel," he said, taking small but quick steps toward his desk. I was surprised to see him. "I thought you had a teacher's meeting." "I did." He bent over and tried to settle the CDs on his desk, but the stack was so high it started to topple over and we both rushed to stop it. A loud clatter shattered the quiet. Throwing open my arms, I stopped about half a dozen from careening off the side of his desk. "Good catch," I exclaimed when Dad caught one an inch from the floor. "Close indeed," he agreed. We both laughed. Dad straightened his keyboard tie, a birthday present from me, while I pushed my eyeglasses back up on my nose. Then I flipped my long braid back over my shoulder, and together, Dad and I restacked the CDs. "Thanks, Mel," he said. "Hey, and thanks for setting up the chairs." I nodded a welcome and pointed. "I organized the music too, see?" My father glanced at the neat piles of sheet music on his desk. "Great," he said. "Perfect. But could you do me one more favor before you leave?" "Sure." "Would you haul out that small viola from the storage room and rosin up the bow? I've got a sixth grader, Lee somebody, who wants to try it." Frowning, I crossed my arms. "Dad, you gave the little viola to Maura Shanahan." At first, my father's face went blank. Then it sagged with disappointment. I stared at him. "Don't you remember? You gave it to her a week ago. She's already broken the A string. I had to put a new one on for her yesterday in band." "Yeah, you're right," Dad said. He put a hand up to his forehead and rubbed it slowly, the way he does when he's thinking. Then he looked at me and winked. "Think I can talk her into a clarinet?" I couldn't help but grin. "Probably," I said. But I was sure he could, because my father is amazing when it comes to convincing kids to try new things. If he wasn't, we wouldn't have a middle school band or an orchestra.